The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is The Real, at Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975, you can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975, and have some conversations in the chat there on the breaks. Missed the first hour. Lots of NFL stuff still on Watson and the Texans. We do have some breaking news on SportsCenter. What is
Billy Donovan has agreed to become the next head coach of the Chicago Bulls.
What?
Okay.
Well. All right.
Well, bye.
Yeah, that'll fix everything, Chicago.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you can take a mediocre team to the playoffs.
Maybe so. They weren't even mediocre. I mean, the Bulls are that's a bad roster. I guess they've got like Otto Porter and Thaddeus. It's a mess.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Maybe Kobe White's going to be the man. He'll be the next Steph Curry. Gotcha. Good luck to the Bulls. I don't think much of Billy Donovan as a coach. I've always said that I think he's a mediocre coach, if that. But, you know, he's got something, and teams keep seeing something in him. Let's talk to Doc. Hello, DOC.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
What up?
It's a sports day.
Sports to you, man.
Look here, guys. I was listening to you. I was listening to you guys, and I'm so glad. I was telling your producer, I'm so glad that you guys corrected the caller, a couple of callers before me, talking about Bill O'Brien couldn't coach a black quarterback. It's not about the color of the guy's skin. I'm a black guy. I'm a black coach, so I can care less whether the color of the skin of a player or not. It's can he play? Can I coach him to the best of my ability and make his talent, you know, the best at what he can be? And Bill O'Brien has fell short in the coaching part, but we know he's not much of a GM. But as a coach, he's not innovative enough at all to me. He's not an innovative. He's not. There's nothing that they do different from the first time that he became coach here in Houston to the last time. He's kept his job because he's had players that have gotten him wins, not because of his coaching ability, it's because of their athletic ability and the hero part of their athletic ability. Hey, man, guys, I love your show. Y'all keep doing what you do, and I'm glad you all corrected the guy. It's not about the color of a guy's skin. It's about the athletic part of that guy, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, and it is about, and you know this obviously as a coach, it's getting the most out of, you know, putting your guys in the best position to succeed. And you know, I get really tired of hearing how complex and innovative Bill O'Brien's offense is, which, and
what's so difficult about this?
Somebody was, and I don't remember who it was, but there was, oh, well, they're just behind here because it's hard to put in this complex and innovative offense with all the new pieces. Okay. First off, it's not a very complicated offense. He may be making it complicated. And if it's too complicated for the players, what do you do? What does a smart guy do? A smart guy doesn't say, hey, you know what? We're going to keep doing this until it works. Smart guy says, you know what? Maybe I need to simplify this a little bit because I need my guys to be able to execute and make plays. Maybe I'll just, you know, maybe, you know what else I'd like to see? I'd like to do, I'd like to work in a screen pass every now and then, especially against a blitz.
Yeah.
You know, that a pretty simple play, right? But no, I mean, that's maybe that's not complex enough for him. But, you know, I think by now, and we've seen this over and over and over and over, it's just offensively, the guy is just not a great offensive coach by any stretch of the imagination. He's okay, and that's it. But at some point, you've got to adapt to what you have. Well, you got a lot of fast guys now. Run patterns that work for them.
Right.
Run patterns that get them in space. They don't have to be 30 yards down the field. You know, you catch them on a little 7-yard slant. And if Brandon Cooks is behind the guy, he's probably going to run a long way.
Yep.
And you paid all this money for a running back who can catch the ball. Why aren't you throwing screens? I mean, honestly, you see the blitz coming. Throw me a damn screen. I digress. You guys are trying to get me mad. I'm not mad. Not going to happen. But it is. It never changes. And see, Shoulder says, get down by 20, start throwing to Cooks in the tight end for yards. What's weird, too, is, and I don't know why this is, but they're so inconsistent, in especially on offense. And I realize that the defense gave up a lot of yards Sunday, and I'm giving them a pass because they were on the field the entire time.
Yeah.
And I thought they played better. They played well enough to keep you in the game if you didn't fumble the ball and throw interceptions and go for it on 4th-and-1 from your own 34. But just you see this over and over, and you're just, you know, nothing changes. But they have the one drive, right? Right after the mistake, and they go down 10-0, right?
Yeah.
And then boom, right down the field. Sharp, good play calls, boom, 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 touchdown. Why is it they did that against the Chiefs a couple times too? Well, one time when the game was on the line, the rest came later. Why is it you can have a drive that is that crisp and that quick and that effective, but then the rest of the time, you know,
I mean, I guess at some point you say, well, blind squirrel finds a nut, yeah,
but I mean, they do that a lot. I mean, they really do. Almost every game they'll have a drive where you're just like, okay, everything's perfect here. Now, I'm not saying every drive is going to be like that, because it's not, even for the Chiefs and for the Ravens. But why is it that you get it to work once, and then it doesn't the rest of the game?
I don't have the answer. I really don't. But it's obvious that he doesn't have the answer either, because if he knew the answer, he'd do it all the time.
Somebody says O'Brien is Adam Gase. He's better than Adam Gase.
Yeah, I think he's better than Adam Gase.
Listen, he's not. The problem is he's not a bad coach. He's just not anything more than average. So,
and like I said, I agree that, you know, if they had better coaching, Deshaun probably could be better. But I would also say that if Deshaun were playing better, we wouldn't spend so much time bitching about Bill O'Brien.
But in it's just O'Brien makes it easy with stuff like his in-game decisions, and, you know, and going back and watching some of the play calls that are out there where you're not giving your team a chance at all. And yet on one drive you do everything right. It just makes no sense to me, especially when you know they're blitzing. You know they're blitzing, and you're running plays where you're basically saying, yeah, we want to sack here. Or we want to lose 4 yards or throw an incomplete pass on 4th-and-1. And so that part of it, I don't want to just dismiss the fact that sometimes they put the guy in a bad position. But at some point, you overcome that, and it goes back to what I said yesterday. Okay, when do you call out of that? When do you check out of that play? I mean, if you're an elite quarterback, you got to say, you know what? This isn't going to work. Let's run this.
Yeah. Give me something different. Yeah, I mean, some of the in-game stuff, there's no defense for. But
yeah, but I mean, I don't want to get to where it sounds like it's all on Deshaun now. Truth is, it's still O'Brien. And O'Brien still, to me, is more to blame than Deshaun, but they're both to blame.
Agreed. And so, that's what my whole point about bringing it up was, we've gotten away from ever putting any blame on anyone but Deshaun or but Bill O'Brien. And it's not just Deshaun. A lot of these other players deserve heat too. J.J. Watt's over there making a ton of money, and he had a good game the other day, but they're not coming consistently anymore. And he's still making.
And the Chiefs took him out of it completely.
He's
almost.
Still making a load of money, and because he's J.J. Watt, no one holds him accountable for it. And he can sit there up on the podium and say, "Well, that's selfish. That's about what other people do." But I mean, he's not going in every week and earning his keep either. All these guys should be held accountable, every one of them. And it's so easy to just say it's all O'Brien's fault. It's not.
Well, I mean, in a way, though, it is, because he's the one who's paid all these guys. That's true. The one who's put them all there. He's made those decisions. And if he made bad decisions, if he paid guys if Bernhardrick McKinney and Whitney Mercilus, those guys are making a bunch of money. If paying those guys and not getting production out of them because, you know, you thought they could play, that's on you.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the players deserve some criticism, but look who chose them. Yeah, you know, if you're going
to all his groceries,
if you're going to pay Randall Cobb a bunch of money, Randall Cobb needs to be out there getting more than four catches. And you don't wait until late in the third quarter to target him. And those are the decisions you made. And that's the thing. And now we're talking about Bill O'Brien, the GM. You have to deal with the consequences of that if your guys don't play. And yeah, the J.J. Watt, when he plays poorly, I do think we call him out. But I'm not going to call him out for Sunday because I thought the guy played pretty well. So.
You said yesterday that, you know, we see it every week. Josh Allen improves week to week. Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, all these guys improve week to week. Where do you divide the responsibility on Deshaun? How much is it Deshaun needs to just go out there and get better on his own versus he's not being coached up correctly?
Well, it's the same thing I tell.
Where do you divide
the same thing I tell like kids, 13, 14-year-old kids on a baseball team. I tell them the same thing. Obviously, you know, you're going to get coached at practice, but you got to go out and do work on your own. Otherwise, you're going to get passed up by guys who are going out and doing work on their own. And I'm not saying that Deshaun doesn't work on his own. I don't know what Deshaun does, but he's not progressing in a way that makes me think that he is all in. You know what I mean? And if he is all in, then maybe he's just not as good as we thought he was.
Or maybe he's practicing the wrong things or not looking at it the right way.
But yeah, it's on everybody. I mean, then that's in pretty much every job. There's what you're taught by management or your boss or whoever. And then it's also on you if you really want to excel at the job. I mean, if you do everything that your coach or your manager or your employer says and you do that bare minimum, I mean, you can probably get along for some time. But if you go out of your way and do more and, you know, and work harder and get better and show that you're better than everybody else, those are the guys who really excel. And that's in life, but that's especially true in something as competitive as the NFL. Like they've got a certain amount of time that they're allowed to practice every week. You can't just like sit around and eat Cheetos. And that's not what I'm saying that Deshaun's doing. It's not like his weight is keeping. I'm just saying.
Did you just put fat on him?
No, I was just saying you can't go or play video games, whatever you want to call it. You've got to go above and beyond, especially at that position. You expect that guy to be really living and breathing his job, especially when he's paid like he is now.
Somebody says it's all about the system you play under. No, it's not. Unless, you know, the system matters. When you don't have the talent to compete, you can conceive a system that will keep you competitive, like Army and Navy using the wishbone. Using the option. UH did it back in the day with the veer and the run and shoot. That way you could compete with other teams. But at the NFL level, the great players perform no matter what. And, you know, Joe Montana was great with the 49ers. He went to the Chiefs. He got them to a championship game. And everybody's, you know, the system isn't nearly as important at that point because everybody's running the same plays. Can you execute them?
And it's like, some of these guys, It's like Doug Peterson. The Eagles are 0-2. Is Doug Peterson a bad coach now? The same guy that won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. Is he now a bad coach because Carson Wentz isn't getting better? I can't say that. I don't think it's fair to say that Doug Peterson suddenly forgot how to coach. That wouldn't make sense, right? But it's obvious that Carson Wentz is not getting better, and he's not living up to the potential that we all thought he had, and I'm sure they thought he had. Yet no one's saying, well, it's all Doug Peterson's fault.
Well, I don't know. I'm not in Philly, so maybe he is getting some heat now.
But
you did win a Super Bowl. That should buy you a little bit.
Yeah.
But it you know, damn near got Harbaugh at one point, even though he'd won a Super Bowl. 2 years ago?
Yep.
He was on the hot seat, so.
The amazing thing about Harbaugh is he's had success coaching white and black quarterbacks. Who else can say that, really?
Well, we know that. Can Bill O say that?
I don't think so.
Mm. All right. I have to tell you guys about my bookie. And, yeah, we'll go over those lines in the 6 o'clock hour. But, yeah, Steelers already 3.5-point favorites against up to 4 now on my bookie. And that's where you can go and get in on all the action. And it's really one of the reasons why it's one of my favorite sites is when you win, they pay. And so many of these sites, it's just you put your money in and it's impossible to get it out. Well, that's not the case with my bookie. And you can play whatever, parlays, you can bet live. That's what I did on Sunday when I jumped on the Cowboys plus 10.5 when they were down 20 to nothing. And you can do all that kind of stuff. And it's all mybookie.ag. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals, tons of options to get in on the action. And if you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. So you just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. And get in on the action. You know, you want to get on your Astros or the NBA or the NHL. It's all there. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
And I'm called home to the source to sleep again till I meet it once more. To descend to the physical, to spread kindness to those who...
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
You know, it's a good question. You know, for us, it's a matter of continuing to work, continuing, you know, I think as coaches and players, we continue to strive to get better every single day. You know, I just don't want Carson to feel like he has to make all the plays every single time. I just want him to just be Carson, you know, and you guys know him. You've been around him. You've heard him. You know, his demeanor is he wants to do everything right. And we've given him control to do that. But we just got to continue to work to get better. And I don't think anybody can totally master, you know, the sport. You're constantly learning and getting better, and that's what we got to do and continue to coach that.
And we're back, and that's Dougie P on Carson Wentz. He doesn't sound like he has any answers there either. So I think you got to coach better, you got to play better. So soccer matters tonight, and some of the topics that Glenn will be discussing. Albert Elias has officially transferred to a Portugal team, so they have a goodbye message from the former Dynamo player. They've got Houston Dynamo defender Adam Lundqvist. They've got U.S. men's national team legendary goalkeeper Tony Miola, and a recap of U.S. players in Europe, including Weston McKennie, who became the first American to play for Juventus this past weekend alongside the likes of Cristiano Ronaldo. So that's all on Soccer Matters tonight, Glenn Show, the best soccer show in the history of the known universe. So check it out. Mrs. Andy Reid has successfully coached white and black quarterbacks.
Relative success.
Yeah, he's been okay.
I mean, what's really impressive about what Andy Reid's done is he coached a black quarterback in Donovan McNabb to success. He coached a Hispanic quarterback named Jeff Garcia. He coached a white quarterback named Alex Smith. And now he coaches a mixed-race quarterback and won a Super Bowl. Like, so he decided, I'm going to take all the powers combined here and I'm going to figure out how to win with this thing. And he did. Good for him. He's mastered the coaching of different races.
Although, you know, until last year, he was that guy who couldn't get it done. He was Marty Schottenheimer, basically. You're good every year, but you can't win it all. So, 713-780-ESPN's the number. 713-780-3776.
And here's the other thing that, you know, everyone said, well, Bill O'Brien, well, he's winning, at least he's winning division championships. They're winning, right? I mean, then why'd you get rid of Kubiak? Like, you could have kept doing that.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why they did it at the time.
I do, too.
Especially since damn near died on the sideline.
Okay, but yes, true or false, Gary Kubiak would do better with a quarterback like Deshaun Watson.
Oh, true. Period. Yeah. End of discussion. But, you know, that was a long time before you were going to get Deshaun Watson, too. But I think, I don't want to say I long for the days of Gary Kubiak, but I think people actually are longing for the days of Gary Kubiak.
At least Gary Kubiak was a likable guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we can make fun of him.
At some point, that goes a long way. Like, when the football side of things isn't going well, being likable can at least help you out.
Yeah, well, Dom Capers was likable.
It's true.
You know, at some point, you got to be likable and win.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it doesn't help that O'Brien just comes off as a know-it-all and, like, nothing he does is... I mean, the whole, oh, we got to coach better, we got to play better. I just don't like the guy. And, you know, I don't know what to say about it. I just don't see any change. There's no hope. And until the fan base starts seeing that, and says, you know what? I'm going to quit buying all this stuff. And see, he's going to get another pass this year because there's not going to be full fans in the stands.
Yeah.
So people aren't going to be able to say, you know what? I'm just not going. Because there'll be enough people who want to go. And because what? You're probably going to have 15, 16,000 tickets. There's people who will do that. So, I mean, Jermaine says if Andy Reid coaches an Asian quarterback to success, he'll get that last Infinity Stone.
Oh, that would be incredible.
Yeah.
That would be incredible.
But, yeah, I mean, and the bottom line's already hurt from the COVID, so there's no reason for Cal McNair to say, maybe we need to make a change.
Yeah.
Because people aren't showing up. It's like, well, the only ones they can get are showing up. And I do... You know, I think there's something to be said for after 7 years just saying, you know what, the marriage just isn't the same. See, the fans have to check out on you. And I feel like a lot of them have, but there's still a bunch of them that believe in this guy and that, you know, they'll text the show about, oh, but four division titles. Okay. You can have it. At this point, I would even want Dom Capers back. You wouldn't have much of an offense with Dom because he went through so many offensive coordinators and killed David Carr. So,
it does feel like you've got more of the same. You've got, and that's what this franchise has had its entire history is mediocrity at the head coach position. And that's what they've still got.
Well, and I mean, they're just not bad enough to get rid of either. That's right. The problem.
But, that's what mediocrity does. It's sucker, especially when you play in a pretty up and down. I would say the AFC South is historically a pretty mediocre division. It's not like one of these that you ever feel like you're going to get three playoff teams out of or have like, you know, 14 win teams coming out of. But it's not the worst either. So if you're able to go in and win that division a couple times, yeah, it's like, okay, well, we're doing good things.
Well, we broke that down, I think, about a week ago. Like, there were 2 years there where they won just an awful division. But then it's been pretty good the other two times. Yeah. So,
and, I mean, you know what? It's not totally different from what the Astros have had the last several years. They've played in a division that was very winnable. I mean, hell, they won, I don't even know how many in a row. They just got the streak broken last night of division championships in a row. At some point, you say, well, that's not what we're in this for. And the Astros did that, and God bless them for it. The Rockets, kind of the same way. The Rockets, at least the Rockets, when they don't meet their ultimate goal, it's always like, what are we going to do?
Right.
Whose head's rolling? It's always that.
Right.
With the Texans, it's just like, well, 9-7, AFC South championship, playoff disappointment. Let's do it again next year, boys. That's how it feels.
Yeah, we got to coach better. We got to play better. We got to figure out how to get to that next level, AJ.
It's a really, like, I'm, you know, obviously I'm not a, what I would call a fan of the Texans. And I'm really glad I'm not, because they are in that weird middle ground where you don't feel like you're going to get better because you're not bottoming out, but you're also clearly not good enough to win.
I think they're where the Rockets were before Harden.
That's probably fair.
You know, and
like the Yao T-Mac?
Yeah, kind of. They're going to get to the playoffs as long as everybody's healthy. Yeah, but they're not going anywhere once they get there. And, you know, but I think somebody asked, would you rather have Jason Garrett? Jason Garrett's the same guy. Jason Garrett's the exact same guy. The only difference is, you know, he wouldn't have to control the whole organization. But, yeah, I don't know what the answer is, man. You know, people keep saying, who would you want? I said last year, I'd go get me some Chief. I'd get me some Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, but what we all know, Bill O'Brien's not going anywhere.
Exactly.
So coming up here every day and saying they've got to fire Bill O'Brien, it's a waste of energy. They're not firing him. Let's have that conversation next year. If they suck all year, let's have it next year. Yeah, but the truth is, they'll probably go 8-8 or 9-7, and we won't have that conversation. It's an expanded playoffs this year. They could conceivably still make the playoffs. No, they're going to.
I think they're going to. They're just going to be, but they've got no shot once they get there.
And then guess what? We're not going to start talking about firing Bill O'Brien in the offseason because made the playoffs.
Five division titles.
Yeah.
People keep buying the shirts.
Yep.
2020 AFC South champs.
Let's talk to Hawk real quick before we hit the break. What's up, Hawk? Hawk?
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey, I just want to make this simple thing, you know, a little fact that, you know, Deshaun was an above-average quarterback with a great receiver. And now he's a below-average quarterback, and the Arizona quarterback is what used to be below-average is now above-average, and D-Hop was the key to all of Deshaun's
success. Okay, well, I'll say this. I don't think Deshaun is below average.
Yeah,
now.
I think that's a little stretch.
And I mean, Kyler Murray's played one season and he was the rookie of the year in the NFL. So I don't think he was below average either. I think he exceeded expectations, if anything, certainly mine. But I do think there is something to what you're saying that, and this happens, and even the best guys, like the big thing about Tom Brady is Tom Brady, besides when he had Randy Moss, never really had a number one guy, which is true. I mean, he had Gronk, who's one of the best tight ends of all time. He had Edelman, who's super consistent. But he never really had a true number one receiver except for when he had Randy Moss. Now, go look at what Tom Brady did the year that he had Randy Moss. He was the best quarterback in the history of time. Like, a great wide receiver will make a good quarterback look great and a great quarterback look world-beating. When Matt Stafford had his most success, he had Calvin Johnson. It's not coincidence. And yeah, DeAndre Hopkins was the best player on this team. I know there's people who will say, well, JJ is past his peak. Deshaun has not peaked. DeAndre Hopkins was a peak wide receiver playing the best football of his career. You had him under contract for three more seasons. And you got rid of him for a second-round pick and a bad running back contract. There's no way. And I heard so many people, this was the dumbest thing of the offseason. Texans might be better because they're going to force Deshaun to spread it around more. No, you don't take the best player off of an offense and expect it to get better.
I mean, I actually saw people that would go and do videos of him forcing the ball to Hopkins to say, here's where he would have been throwing it, and this is why it's going to be better. And I'm like,
it's a luxury to have that.
Yeah, it is.
And it may, you could say, well, it stunted his growth because he just relied on it. Well, maybe so. Or maybe he's not the greatest quarterback in the world like you thought he was, and he needs that to even look like he's
what he is.
I guess we'll find out.
You know, we're going to learn.
I don't like anything I've seen so far.
And here's what you're going to keep getting, Fred. Well, they played the two best teams. What happens next week when they play the Steelers? Are we going to look at if the Steelers move to 3-0, are the Steelers the best team? Now they've played the three best teams?
No, but I think this is a better judge of what they are. I mean, because this should be a team that they should be able to compete with. There's no way. I mean, I can't sit here with a straight face and tell you I thought they had any chance against the Chiefs or the Ravens, because those are the two best teams by far.
Like, how many points did they get beat by, even if you use the Vegas spread?
Well,
so like the Vegas spread.
Don't have to tell me. I cashed both times.
But the Vegas spread tells you what expectations should be. And they failed to meet expectation both times. Even if you didn't expect them to win the game, they failed to compete to a level of expectation.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen them play better, no question. But I think if they lose this game, to me, they deserve even more criticism than losing to the two teams they're not supposed to beat. And they're not supposed to beat the Steelers. But I look at these teams, and I watch both Steelers games. They're not all that impressive. So you should be able to go in there and at least compete. And if you go and you lose on a last-second field goal or something because O'Brien made some dumb decision.
Well, at least you covered.
Yeah, at least you covered. But if they go in there and win that game, then I feel like, okay, well, that's a team they should be able to compete with. And so I do think who you play has something to do with it. And I just wish they had played better, because neither game did they have a real chance. And frankly, they played better against the Ravens, especially defensively, than they did against the Chiefs, and they still had no chance. And that's the concern.
But really, the biggest
I also don't think you can just dismiss it, who they played either.
Right. But the biggest thing is, when they play the Chiefs and the Ravens, no one says, well, Andy Reid and John Harbaugh, they're in the same class with Bill O'Brien. No one puts Bill O'Brien in the same class as those guys. And it obviously looked like they weren't in the same class. People try to put Deshaun Watson in the same class as Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, and it was pretty obvious that he's not in that class, yet people still hold on to that. That's one of the things I can't understand.
I guess I didn't see as much of that, because I've never put him in that class after. I mean, he doesn't want
to
be.
Go to Twitter.com.
Yeah, well, I don't spend my life chasing Twitter people. Well, because
Twitter.com will teach you something different about Deshaun. I got to teach you about TGS Insurance. TGS Insurance can save you money. If you've got too much money, that's okay. You don't have to listen to me. If you've got so much money you don't know what to do with it, skip this one. But if you own your home and you could use a few extra bucks in your pocket, TGS can help you out. They help me out. They save me over $1,000 a year on my homeowner's insurance. How about that? And it's so simple. All you got to do is text the word money to 232323. The average customer is saving nearly $900. Graham down the hall saved $2,600 a year. You're going to send that text. They're going to ask you for your address. They're going to reply back within 15 seconds with a full quote and excellent coverage. It's really that simple. If you own your home and you haven't tried TGS, I don't have any idea why you haven't. There's no obligation. So if they can't save you money, no harm, no foul. It costs you 15 seconds and a text message. You've probably got an unlimited package anyway. If you could save $900 on average, why aren't you doing it? Text the word money to 232323. Start saving now with TGS.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
You know what? This show feels like yesterday's show. I feel like, okay.
It's Groundhog Day.
And I've talked about the Houston sports teams in general being stuck in this time loop, right? Where it's the same thing over and over and over and over and never changes. And I just feel like, okay, this was yesterday's show. This was the same show we did after the Chiefs game, except we got drunk for an hour. It's the same show we did after the Chiefs playoff game. Same show we did after they got crushed by the Ravens last year in what was supposed to be their big test. And it's the same thing. Nothing ever changes. And, you know, even if they were to bottom out this year, they wouldn't fire O'Brien and you wouldn't have a draft pick. And, you know, I'm also getting a lot of people say, well, Watson hasn't been the same since the injury. That's not really true at all, because we went and told you, you know, where he was last year going into that Ravens game. He was I think, second favorite for the MVP at that point. They were all in that same conversation. And since then, no, he hasn't been in that conversation.
Not been that dude.
And that's, you know, and I don't know what happened there. But, yeah, he came back from the injury and was he was just fine. Hey, can I do my non-pedo positive COVID update for the
Please
day?
Please do, man.
Lowest number of new cases in, well, other than the one odd day where we only had 66, you have to go back to June 29th to have this many few new cases. So
June 29th of 2016.
Well, feels like it, doesn't it? So that's 6 days in a row now under 1,000 new cases. So that's what I call a positive trend.
I would say so.
And again, if you go to tmc.edu, they've got all kinds of great information there. They've got the infection rate in the greater Houston area. They have current COVID related patients in the system.
Is it non-pedo?
It's non-pedo because
that's where you get your news from.
Well, I mean, I don't know that they're non-pedo. I'm just assuming they are. My version of it's definitely non-pedo. I want to make that clear.
Appreciate that.
And they've got the new hospitalizations, and they've got a little thing where they just sort of break down what the, kind of the overview. And it's kind of a cool thing. You can keep track of everything there. And this is from the Texas Medical Center, so I'm going to assume it's trustworthy. But yeah, the number of cases continue to go down. And, you know, I keep hearing all these stories about, oh, well, when the weather cools off, it's going to get bad again. Well, why? Why would the weather have anything to do with it? Because everybody speculated that it wouldn't be as bad in the summer. And it was as bad.
Everybody blamed it on the fact that everybody was sitting in the AC and it was circulating all the germs again.
Yeah, and I've heard people say, well, how do you know that it didn't slow down in the summer and that it is going to be worse? Slowing down now. And by the way, hate to break it to you, it doesn't get that cool around here.
Yeah.
It's not like, and I was saying all along, when it was in Australia, it was, you know, winter there. I mean, and I don't know, man. I just think it's, there's a lot of people out there that would love to just keep scaring you about this. And all I would say is just keep being smart, wear your mask. You know, social distance as much as you can. And if you don't feel well, don't go out. If we just keep doing that kind of stuff, that's not a problem at all. Asymmetric risk says people actually want to go outside when it's not ridiculously hot. That's the other thing. Maybe that's where you see it, is people start going out more now that it's cooling off a little bit. Because there was a stretch there a couple weeks ago where it was too hot to live outside. So, and Fortnite says people are saying numbers will go up when it gets cold again because of the second wave that might occur during flu season. I've been hearing about the second wave for how long?
It might occur.
This is the same wave, okay? There's no second wave. I don't know. Yeah, wear your mask. Don't go out when sick. Social distance. Don't diddle kids. That's simple. Don't be a diddler.
Yeah. Who can't figure this out?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's your positive update. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You
are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Let's do a Zanuck Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zanuck Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, how about some positive news?
I like that.
Would you like a positive gem of the day?
Give it to me, Fred.
Do you have a pub or a bar near your home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron?
Moe's Irish Pub. I can sometimes hear their music playing from my house.
Aaron?
Well, I used to.
I mean, depending on how close you want to say near, but yeah, there's bars.
Yeah, I've got, well, probably 10 within walking distance, but I've got one like a block and a half away. And guess what? That means we're all happy people. Researchers at Oxford University just released a new paper showing that people who had a pub down the street from their homes were significantly happier than those who do not. They also found that those on a it's 5 o'clock somewhere time frame had a larger circle of friends, were more satisfied with life, and were less likely to drink themselves into a blackout stupor. I kind of feel like that's true. I'm more satisfied. I don't know if I have a larger circle of friends. I have a circle of friends. And I'm less likely to drink myself into a blackout these days.
Well, that's good.
But I feel like I'm a happy person. And I think it's all because of the bar.
Could be. I don't go to the bar.
Oh, well. But you have one.
Yeah.
You could.
I've literally never even had a beer there.
Yeah. So, yeah, well.
So this doesn't apply to me.
That's why you're not happy.
Yeah.
That's why you're miserable.
That's probably true,
you need to go one night and just walk down there and sit at the bar and have a beer. And you'll feel happy.
How far is Nobi from your house?
Probably 5-10 minute drive.
Oh, man. That's such a
not
great spot.
Not walking distance. Mm.
That's such a great spot.
Okay. The only negative to this study is you always have to ask who's funding it, right? It was funded by the Campaign for Real Ale, which is an advocacy group dedicated to promoting anything and everything beer.
Well, all right.
But, you know, it was Oxford. And I'm just guessing if it didn't come out that way, they probably just wouldn't have released the results.
That's probably true.
But that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
See, positive news.
There you go.
I'm just trying to cheer the people up. Take a break from the Bill O'Briens of the world. That's what we have to do. We have to find ourselves an alternative to Bill O'Brien. We can't get him fired. He's never going anywhere. Deshaun's never getting any better. So we're just going to find happy news for the people. I think we'll go over some lines in the next segment, though.
All right.
Because looking at some of these, very interesting. It's also, you know what else is cool? I'm going to give you some more positive stuff here.
You're full of positivity today.
Yeah, well, I am. I'm in a good mood. I don't know why. I really have no reason for it other than I have a pub nearby. It's really cool to see rankings with teams like from the Big Ten back in it now. Like, college football's here for real. Like, we're going to have actual meaningful games now. I mean, the first few weeks have been okay. There really hasn't been much, though. Miami and Louisville was okay. I mean, that was a decent game. But I don't think anybody thinks of those guys as legitimate contenders. Got bummed out that I didn't get a UH Baylor game. But, man, now we get SEC football. Real football, Big Ten's around the corner. How can you not be excited?
I mean, you've got to be excited, right?
Well, I mean,
although Big 12 football's been somewhat disappointing.
Well, but not the Big 12 that matters. Although, you know, Okie State was pretty bad against Tulsa,
pretty bad.
But they also didn't have their quarterback either. And
if one player is making you go from, like, I'm going to win the Big 12 to I can barely beat Tulsa, that's a problem. With the way your team is constructed.
Yeah, although, I mean, with the whole COVID thing, I'm giving every team one game to get their bleep together. But one player can make a difference. in how good you are. There's no question. And you know, that kid's pretty damn good. But yeah, they look like garbage in that game. I watched a lot of that. I don't know why. I'm sitting there going, in game, I damn near bet Tulsa to win it at one point because it was so bad. But I didn't. I'm trying to figure out what the sexiest game is.
Miami, Florida State.
Probably.
It's up there.
Yeah.
I heard today Oklahoma, Kansas State's probably getting canceled.
Because of Kansas State or Oklahoma?
I don't know.
Mm.
I just saw sources are saying that it's unlikely to be played.
Yeah, see, and Oklahoma State gets West Virginia this week. But Texas minus 18.5 against Tech. How bad is Tech?
I think they're pretty bad.
LSU, Mississippi State you got this week, which will be, at least will be interesting. See what you see what you get out of Mississippi State. Georgia, Arkansas will not be.
Probably not. Alabama, Alabama, Missouri, probably not.
No, not really interested in that. Tennessee, South Carolina, do anything for you?
Not really.
Vanderbilt and Aggie. I just want to see Aggie play this year. I want to see what they look like. 30.5 is your number on that one, by the way.
Jeez.
Aggie's a,
I don't know. I don't know if I'm giving that many points with anybody, honestly, at this point in the season.
Yeah, I'm certainly not. What has A&M done to tell us they can win a game by 30.5 points?
Apparently, Kansas State has 40 players out currently because of testing or contact tracing.
Well, that'd do it.
Interesting.
But apparently, they're trying to wait till the 5 o'clock deadline on Friday to see what actually comes back as positive.
They need to change the deadline, man. They're finding out, like, that UH Baylor thing, that should never happen. That's crazy. You can't just tell. I mean, people may have booked flights. Like, there's a, if you're not going to play, let people know earlier in the week.
Holgorsen told I think Granato that they were on the bus.
Yeah, that's
like
that's
the players
garbage.
Were sitting on the bus waiting to go, and he was like, guys, get off.
Yeah, that's bummy.
Well, I mean, the problem is this ain't the NFL, and you can't do the kind of testing that the NFL does, realistically, and this is going to happen. I mean, it's just we're going to deal with this all season, and that's fine. But you know, there is going to be some last minute stuff. Why is Houston trending on Twitter? Hashtag Houston.
I don't know.
Click
on it.
Dealing with some intense flooding.
Oh, that's probably why, yeah.
Flooding along Braes Bayou. Rescue teams now working in high water vehicles in South Central Houston area. Half of Houston is underwater. Okay.
Have you planned on how you're going to get home tonight?
I mean, it was fine on my way in. It was fine on my way home last night.
Do you you take 45 all the way, like 45 up to I-10, or what do you do?
No, so coming in, I usually go 45 to 59, but it was shut down at 59, or all the signs said best to use 610, so I went 610 all the way around here, and usually on the way home I hit 610 because I have no way of getting on 59 due to construction.
Right. Where do you get, and you, so have you considered, I don't know, maybe like driving down to the Beltway and taking the Beltway down?
If I have to, I will.
59 to 45 wasn't a problem for me.
No?
Yeah, I take 59 to 45 to the Scott exit and then kind of come back that way. No problem at all last night. So,
well, that's last night.
But, I mean, it's no different today. Where the flooding is like 288. You got no business being on 288.
No.
So, yeah, if you just take 59 to 45, you're fine. It'll take you to 45.
I think flooding is increasing.
But my problem is I can't get on 59 from where we are at because if I go down here, there's construction backed up and it won't let me on.
You go down, what is this street here? Sage?
Yeah.
You go all the way to 59 there, or you turn and get on 59 at the Chimney Rock.
Can't right now.
Yes, you can. I go home that way every day, Aaron.
But by the time I get out, traffic is backed up because they've started that overnight construction. So I have to go 3 or 4 exits down to U-turn and get on.
Mm.
If not, I'm sitting in a parking. I mean, either way, I'm sitting in a parking lot.
Then take it to West Park, and then got West Park, and you jump on at Westland.
I mean, I have no problem getting on 610.
Just telling you, it's easy. But if they're doing construction there, you can just take West Park down, straight down to Westland. Boom, on.
Boom, roasted.
Where do you get your gems of the days at? Just depends. Like, sometimes Aaron sends them. Sometimes I find them on, like Bro Bible usually has some good goofy stories. But it just depends. They come from different websites. I try to do my best to find something that hopefully the people will find entertaining on a regular basis. All right. Tell you who's very entertaining is Lawyer Dave. And he's on the phone. And if you need a lawyer, if you've been in an accident, especially with all this construction and whatnot, Lawyer Dave's your man. What's going on, buddy?
Well, I am telling all the blitzers to watch out for radio folks making U-turns where they shouldn't and driving crazy in this bad weather. I mean, especially when people encounter water, sometimes they swerve lanes. And if that happens to you, blitzers, you need to call me at 713-626-8900, and I'll help you out. I'll run you through all the traps.
Well, not just accidents. Maybe you get sick and you have to go to the doctor and they wind up messing you up. You're going to take care of that, right?
You bet. In fact, we filed one today where a lady had a hip replacement and they cut the nerve in the back of her body, and now one of her feet doesn't lift up anymore. Yeah, we take all kinds of cases. Medical malpractice, industrial accidents, 18-wheelers, car wrecks, slip and falls. We do them all throughout all of Texas.
Yeah, and you don't charge a dime for the consultation, so there's no money out of pocket even if you need medical expenses, right?
That's exactly right. If somebody doesn't have the money to pay for a doctor, we'll get them to a doctor without any money up front. We'll get them a ride back and forth to the doctor. In fact, one of the lady blitzers called me today, Martha, and she had a question about that very same thing, and I helped her out for sure.
Yeah, and tell them how to get in touch with you. Of course, they can always get in touch with me, and I'll be happy to give them the number, give them the Twitter, give them the website.
You bet. I do appreciate that. So hit me up at 713-626-8900, or my web address is lawyerdave.com, or Lawyer Dave Law is my Twitter account. And for sure, find me any of those ways or find me through my buddy Fred.
All right. If they need a lawyer, what do they do?
They hit Better Dial Dave. Jack and Miracle Whip on the meat of the sandwich. I'm running the good hang on me, your pleasure, me, your tandem, me, the cadence you never want to see to me. Don't play me, so gate me, I'm pushing for the beta, be it makes a big embrace it when they count on me.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for sports talk. And now we're more talk with less commercials.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5.